This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our pal Matt Clement that we need to speak to. Hi, Matt. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to be talking to a couple fantasy football champions right now.
Damn right. We smashed everybody. Hey, you know what? I wanted to ask you that in that vein. Have you ever won a league and won something big, or lost a league and had to do one of these sort of shame things?
I will never participate in a shame fantasy football league. So the answer is no, and no, it will never happen.
What if the shame portion of the bet, Matt, were you can't put up the orange stakes up and down the driveway? You got to just wing it with the plow all winter.
Yeah, those up.
Well, that would cost way more in the league for the sod I'd have to replace when spring rolled around from the plow rolling out, killing my grass.
Chris and I had this discussion yesterday. Whether it's hockey, whether it's football, basketball, whatever. It's not really in basketball, but baseball, even if you wanted to bring it in. Should there be ties in any sport? Would it make life easier in some regards, or is it just not even a starter of a conversation for you?
I don't know. I thought it really made the weekend interesting, because it was at the beginning you had, at the beginning of the week it was, okay, if it all falls into place, do you think the Raiders and Chargers will just take a knee for 60 minutes and then overtime and just both tie, or maybe if they go to overtime, will they do it? And then all of a sudden, you're in Sunday and even that game's going on, they're playing it. It looks like the game's going to be over. And I even I text my son who went up to bed, asked if he's still awake. I said, it's tied. It's an overtime. And then everybody started coming back down to the living room to watch the game. And it got real interesting. I don't know. It made it real interesting. I thought the way it played out and the scenarios afterwards were also very interesting. Brandon Staley's catching a lot of crap for calling a timeout that I thought, I don't see anything wrong with the timeout, in my opinion, because I think he was just, I know he was subbing a big defensive tackle in to stop the run and getting somebody small out of there. And here's my point to that of the whole equation. If you sub them out, if you call that timeout right at the beginning of the play clock, then it looks like you're trying to do something. He waited the whole way till the play clock was down before he called that timeout.
See, I got the opposite read from it, Matt. Can I tell you my read on it was,
yep,
Brandon Staley panicked a little bit because he realized too late that he had the wrong personnel package in,
yes,
there and,
yes,
called the timeout. And that's what I would expect, to be quite honest, from a young, inexperienced rookie head coach in a big spot. He lost himself for a second, got in the deep,
yes,
end, and all of a sudden had to call for a life preserver, which was the timeout.
Right. And he called it when he called it. I mean, when the emotions are running high and all that's going on, you can take it a million ways. And I don't think it was a thing of, I'm calling this timeout because I'm going to try to score. Because I think if the Raiders miss a 58-yard field goal, he takes a knee and goes to play. And the other part that everybody, why wouldn't the Raiders just take a knee there? Why did they really try to stick it to the Chargers? Well, they're looking at the situation. If you want to look at it from the Raiders' side in there and side with them, if they win that game, they go to the Bengals. And if they lose that game, they go to the Chiefs. And the Chargers were going – the Chargers were sitting in the other spot, they weren't moving whether they won or lost that game. So it meant more of the Raiders to win that game going to Arrowhead than going to Cincinnati.
Well, certainly, yes. And plus, I don't know, I just always subscribe to, you want to stick it to your rival. Like, you just,
absolutely,
not ever in bed with them. You don't ever want to come to an agreement with them. They're your rival for a reason,
But the way that weekend went, it wouldn't have surprised me to see a blocked field goal return for a touchdown, and then you'd really feel stupid for kicking that field goal.
No, absolutely. What's the best way to figure out NFL overtime or to break a tie in football? Like, what's your best way?
Well, I feel like, first off, they changed the overtime rules where if you kick a field goal, the other team gets a chance, but the overtime's only 10 minutes. That's overtime. That's one drive. And I think the new overtime rules are actually asking for more ties than the old overtime rules. Let's just play a 15-minute quarter. I think that they were better. I like that the other, I know why they did it. They wanted to give the other team a chance, but why do we trim 5 minutes off the clock? It's basically a one possession, especially if you kick a field goal. You grind your way down the field and kick a field goal. You're going to use some downs and some time because you don't want to leave them a lot of time. So I think the way it is now, I like that both teams get a chance. I actually thought the College Bowls this year were pretty interesting, where after two of them, you went to two-point conversions and just alternated who went first.
Oh, that drove me nuts, Matt. As someone who personally went to the Penn State-Illinois game, and sure the outcome affected
it. I can imagine that. But if you're a Penn State fan, you hate it.
It wasn't even my Penn State fandom, though. It was just like my fandom of college football is I don't mind five or six overtimes starting from the 25.
Right.
Because, again, it's not like you're starting at the 50. It's not like these drives are super long. When you start putting teams in two-point conversion situations, it's artificial. Like, it's almost like a shootout in hockey. It's too artificial for me. I'm past the point. I enjoyed that for the first few years it existed. I'm past the point of needing that now. As I get older and mellow out a little bit, I'm almost more comfortable with, you know what, just call it a tie. Let's just call it a day and it's a tie.
And I don't disagree with you, because how many times in the history of the NFL has it come down to what we just saw?
Right.
And I actually think that if the NFL thought it through before they made the schedule, they wouldn't have put that Raiders Chargers game last just in case that scenario came up. They would have stacked those games way differently and had the 49ers and Rams play that last game or whatever the case may be. Some combination of two people play that last game.
No. Look, it's 7:08 this morning, and you're drinking Butler County moonshine already. I'm going to tell you why. Because here's why. King Roger, he got everything he wanted out of it all the way until the early morning. He got it from noon kickoff or 1 o'clock kickoff all the way until midnight. That's why. I think it worked perfectly.
The only way he wouldn't have got what he wanted is if those guys would have came out and took a knee the whole game. Because then he would have looked like the idiot.
You know what would have happened if that would have happened? Mysteriously, the lights would have gone out in the stadium. Like, something.
King Roger would have set him off.
He'd have pulled the giant plug going into NBC's truck and just said, you know what? Nobody needs to see this right now.
Hey, answer me a serious question, because I know people have been asking, or, maybe people just wonder. There's all these different protocols and things are happening. How's high school sports season pushing along as you're the basketball coach at Butler? Are things moving along in the right way?
From a COVID perspective, yeah, things are, well, it seems like every time we start to feel like COVID's going away, it gets like 50 times worse. But things are progressing. Things really haven't changed from the beginning of the year till now. And you're on edge. You never know when things are going to change as far as, masks and different and other things. The big role that we're still rolling with right now is, I don't know if it's nationwide or statewide or whatever, but on the bus, masks are required on the bus, which I understand that's a close quarters. And whether you're on the side of masks help or not, if anything, maybe it helps keep the flu away if you wear a mask on the bus. But no, everything's progressing. There's no special stipulations on fans or anything else right now. And you just hold your breath. You never know when something might change.
Literally, hold your breath. Yeah, former Major League pitcher Matt Clement with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Hey, I wanted to ask you a real quick baseball-related question, because I guess they're supposed to sit back down at the table this week and maybe get to work on figuring out some semblance of a CBA so opening day doesn't get delayed. I asked you this a couple months ago. I want to say it was during the holidays between Thanksgiving and Christmas, but it's now becoming a reality. When, as a pitcher, do you start to consider how you're going to alter your off-season routine based on, hey, spring training might start 3 weeks later or whatever it may be? How is your ramp-up going to get affected now that we're pushing towards mid to late January and then into February?
Well, the only way my ramp up gets affected is if I have to find a different spot to ramp up. Like if I go to, if I'm going to report, you know, if I report January 15th to get a month in before everybody gets there and I'm at the facility and doing it that way, and I can't do that, then I just have to find a new spot or make do at home to do it. I'm still ramping up, planning on throwing a bullpen when I get there right around Valentine's Day, and then throwing a couple live BPs, then throwing a, you know, one or two innings and every fifth day going, everything, nothing changes as far as my preparation for the season because of the collective bargaining agreement. I'm still preparing my body to be ready to pitch right around April 1st in the major league game. So that doesn't change the location and the equipment and how I do it. And a lot of these guys are going to these pitching labs and doing all this stuff anyway, remotely, not with the team preseason anyway. And so nothing really changes from that perspective. It's funny, I saw something pop up on Twitter the other day, and it's like, oh my, it's like we're there now. You know, I saw the bargaining starting up. It's funny you say that because it's like I remember when you asked me before, and like, oh, we're miles away. There's a lot that can happen now. Now we're there. I mean, it's like, you know, as soon as the new year hit for me and the NFL playoffs started, it's kind of my gauge. It was like, okay, the countdown's on for me getting really. I've been training for a month already or 2 months already, but now the countdown's on for when, you know, I'm leaving and I'm packing and I'm getting out of here and I'm figuring things out and getting ready, and it gets serious. So, you know, there's some uncertainty in everybody's head, I'm sure, right now, and I actually think it could go into spring training a little bit, but I still think that, you know, within a week or so when that season's supposed to start, they're going to be playing baseball.
I think John Rocker was the first guy to really go to that pitching lab, if you know what I mean. I think he was the first, he was ahead of the curve on that pitching lab.
Yeah.
Did you get any, how was that first snowfall up there in your area?
No, it was good.
Like 16 inches in Butler County. What'd you get up north?
Well, I mean, we ran out of salt already.
There you go.
It snowed so much up here compared to there, so we're worried, and we need supplies are low right now in the country, so we're hoping we get enough salt before the next snow.
It never gets old with you. You're the best. Real quick, what's your record, and how are you guys doing in basketball?
Well, that's a bad question to ask after last night when we got tattooed last night. But
by whom? Who beat you last night?
North Hills. They're
they're really good though. They got, like, I saw one kid really, really good.
They're number two in the state, but still, it's not the tattooing we took last night.
Yeah, coaching, it is.
They made me play four last night. Instead of getting to play six, I only got to play four
on the penalty kill. No, yeah.
Yes.
And in all seriousness, we were 8-3. We're doing well. We've lost to North Hills two of the games, and they're deserving to be the number two team in the state. They're playing really well, and it's a long season. And in our section, we for some reason a couple years ago decided we're going to play each other three times during the season. So that'd be like the Steelers playing the Ravens and Browns three times each during an NFL season. We're doing that in our section because our section is, I would consider, pretty brutal with the North Allegheny and Pine Ridge and Seneca, us in North Hills, especially North Hills is number two in the state. So we have a long season to go, but we're 8-3 and we're moving along, and coaching's got to improve after last night.
I'll tell you for sure. Well, thank you, Matt. You're the best sport ever. We appreciate it. We'll talk again.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Matt Clement, our buddy. Really good point about he thinks it may go into spring training a little bit, but they'll play baseball this year.
And think about it. If you're the Players Association, how many guys like going to Florida or Arizona and starting, you know, really middle February, early mid-February, and start playing games end of February? Guys don't want to be there that long. They'll be totally satisfied with, hey, show up the first week of March or so, get a few weeks, get a week of workouts in, a couple weeks of games, and then let's launch into the season on March 31st.
Put the scrubs over there. Let them do what they do in their camp. I'm a starter anyway.
Keep them van riders away from me.
Yeah, it is what it is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.